欢迎你来收听 BBN 的重播节目，希望你能用祷告和奉献来支持我们的圣经广播。
放眼天下，
Hello, this is Mark.
And this is Guo Wenjie.
Welcome to English World.
我们邀请你一起漫游英语世界。
Listening, speaking, singing. Have fun learning English with us.
有听有说有唱，学英语不再枯燥。让我们马上启程吧。
Let's go! Hello and welcome once again to English World. This is your friend Mark.
And I'm your friend, Guo Wenjie.
Hey, you know, last time on our program, we talked about today.
上回节目里呢，我们谈到今天这个主题。
And we said that we should celebrate today, make the best of the day.
我们提到呢，应该要庆祝今天，好好去过神所赐下的当日。
Seize the day and live in the moment.
我们当把握今天，活在当下。
When praying for our needs, the requests are for one day at a time.
甚至在为我们所需要的祷告的时候呢，我们乃是为当日来祈求的。
So, Wenjie, did you live out what we talked about?
Yes, I did.
Well,
I've stopped worrying and feel much more relaxed now.
Great.
我学习啊，不去忧虑，好好的过今天，结果心情比往轻松多了。
Well, in that case, let's talk about tomorrow.Now.
Tomorrow?
Uh-huh.
What's happening tomorrow?
No, I mean our topic for today should be tomorrow.
Oh, I see. Sure. 我们今天呢，换个主题，谈一谈 tomorrow, 明天。
It's time for vocabulary 1, 2, 3.
生词点滴。
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, 明天。
Tomorrow can mean the day after today.
Tomorrow 可以指今天过后的下一天。
For example, what is the weather like for tomorrow?
举例来说，明天天气状况如何呢？
But tomorrow can also mean the near future.
Tomorrow 也可以指不久的将来。
For example, who knows what changes tomorrow may bring?
举例来说，谁知道将来会有什么变化呢？
So, Wenjie, what are you going to do tomorrow?
I'm seeing an old friend. 我明天啊，要跟一个老朋友叙叙旧。
So, are you going to have dinner together?
Of course. Yeah. 我们要一起吃饭，一起聊天。I can't wait to see her. 我已经等不及了。How about you?
Huh?
Are you having any plans for tomorrow?
Well, I'm planning on seeing a ball game tomorrow night.
Whoa, Mark 大哥明天晚上要去看球赛呢。What kind of ball game?
Well, basketball.
Oh.
You know, I bought the game tickets over a half a year ago.
Wow, 原来他半年前就预先买了这场篮球赛的票呢。Oh, it's exciting.
Yes, I've been looking forward to it for quite some time.
他对这场球赛可是期待已久了。I know you will have a good time.
Tomorrow is going to be a good day.
I think tomorrow is going to be great. 明天一定是一个很棒的一天。
It's time for the grammar snapshot.
语法知多少。
The three basic tenses in English are past, present, and future tenses.
英文最基本的三个时态呢，是现在式、过去式跟将来式。
In order to indicate what's about to happen, we use future tenses.
对将要发生的事情，我们会用未来式、将来式来表达。
And these include shall, will, and be going to.
那这包括了 shall, will, 还有 be going to.
For example,
举例来说，
Peter will travel to France next week.
彼得下一周要到法国旅游。
I shall return one day.
我有一天一定会回来的。
Mary is going to have a baby soon.
玛丽快要临产生下孩子
了。It's time for a break now. We're going to listen to today's everyday dialogue.
现在暂时休息啊，请你来听一听今天的每日会话。
I hope tomorrow never comes.
Why do you say that?
I have two important tests and a big paper due.
It sounds quite overwhelming. But nothing can stop you from working hard.
You are right. I guess I'll try my best. Come what may, right?
Right. Come what may.
What if I fail terribly on my test and my paper is a D?
In that case, just tell yourself, tomorrow is another day.
Now, before Wenjie takes you through this dialogue in Chinese, let's look at the two idioms in the dialogue.
首先呢，让我们来了解这个绘画的两个成语，接后呢，我才为您解释他们所谈的。
It's time for fun with idioms.
趣味成语。
Come what may. This phrase originally comes from Shakespeare's Macbeth.
Come what may, 这个成语的出自呢是莎士比亚的名句马克白。
The meaning is, no matter what happens or how hard it becomes, one will try his best to overcome.
意思呢是无论发生什么事情或是碰到多么困难的情况，一个人还是尽力去克服。
Tomorrow is another day is also an idiom.
Tomorrow is another day, 这是另一句的成语。
It means that things might turn out better, or there might be another opportunity in the future.
这个意思呢是事情可能会变得更好，或将来会有新的转机也说不定啊。
I hope tomorrow never comes.
真希望明天永远不会来。
Why do you say that?
你为什么这么说呢？
I have two important tests and a big paper due.
我明天有两个大考，一个大报告要交呢。
It sounds quite overwhelming, but nothing can stop you from working hard.
听起来很不得了，但是没有什么能够阻止你去认真努力啊。
You are right. I guess I'll try my best. Come what may, right?
你说的对，我想我会尽力的。无论如何都要努力，对吧？
Right. Come what may.
对，无论如何都要努力。
What if I fail terribly on my test and my paper is a D?
如果我的大考成绩很差劲，我的报告不及格，那怎么办呢？
In that case, just tell yourself, tomorrow is another day.
如果是那样，那就对自己说，反正明天又是新的一天啊。
It is true. No matter what today is like, tomorrow is another day.
说得很有道理哦，不论今天是怎么样的，明天又是新的一天。
It is always filled with hope.
新的一天总是充满盼望的。
So no matter what you are facing, take heart. Don't be discouraged.
所以不论你面对什么事情，鼓起勇气，不要灰心丧气哦。
Let's review today's dialogue once again.
我们再来复习今天的每日绘画。
I hope tomorrow never comes.
Why do you say that?
I have two important tests and a big paper due.
It sounds quite overwhelming, but nothing can stop you from working hard.
You are right. I guess I'll try my best. Come what may, right?
Right. Come what may.
What if I fail terribly on my test and my paper is a D?
In that case, just tell yourself, tomorrow is another day.
You know what, Wenjie? The above idioms remind me of the song in the movie Annie.
Oh, you are right. I was thinking about the same thing. 刚才的成语啊，让我们两个都想起了电影 Annie 的主题曲呢。Do you remember? The sun will come out tomorrow, so you gotta hang on till tomorrow. Come what may, tomorrow, tomorrow, I love you tomorrow. You're only a day away.
The sun will come out tomorrow.
明天太阳将会升起。
So you gotta hang on till tomorrow.
你一定啊要坚持到明天。
Come what may.
不论情况如何。
Tomorrow, tomorrow, I love you tomorrow.
明天，明天，我爱明天。
You're only a day away.
明天就近在眼前，只是一天之遥而已了。
It's time for the verse of the week.
每周金句。
Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will go to this or that city. Spend a year there, carry on business, and make money.
Hey, 你们有话说，今天明天我们要到某城里去，在那里住一年，做买卖得利。
Why, you don't even know what will happen tomorrow.
其实明天如何，你们还不知道。
What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes.
你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片云雾，出现稍时就不见了。
James 4 verses 13 and 14.
雅各书第四章十三十四节。
Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. Why, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. James 4 verses 13 and 14. One, Jake, we often think of tomorrow as a day of hope.Or opportunity.
我们啊，总认为明天是充满希望跟机会的。
But tomorrow is also very unpredictable.
但是明天也可以是非常难以预料的。That's very true.
We really don't know what will happen tomorrow.
我们不知道明天会发生什么事情。
In the verses we just read, James warned us not to be boastful.
刚才读的经文里，雅各就警告我们不要张狂自夸。
We don't know how long we will live.
我们甚至不知道自己会活多久。
And we should not rely on things that are temporary.
我们呢，不应该依靠那一些短暂无定的事物。
Instead, we should put our trust in Jesus, our Lord.
反而呢，应该信靠耶稣，我们的主。
He is faithful.And true.
他信实可靠，真实美善。
And he is the one who holds tomorrow.
他呢，乃是那一位掌管未来的神。
Well, we've completed another lesson.
哇，我们又完成一课了。
We're so glad that you could listen to our program today.
很开心你今天能够收听英语世界啊。
We hope you enjoy spending time with us.
希望你喜欢跟我们在一起的这一刻钟哦。
And we look forward to seeing you again.
期待下一回跟您再相见。
This is your friend Mark.
And I'm your friend 文杰。
God bless you and 再见。
后会有期了。Hey, Mark, another
yeah?
song has come to my mind.
Uh-oh, you're going to sing it?
Why don't you join me?
I'll listen to you. Go ahead.
All right, okay. It goes like this.
Okay.
I know who holds the future, and I know he holds my hand. With God, things don't just happen. Everything by him is planned.So as I face tomorrow with its problem large and small, I'll trust the God of miracles, give to him my all.
刚才为您播出的是普世佳音制作的放眼天下节目，我们的网址是 Chinese 连接线goodnews.org Chinese 连接线 goodnews.org 我们下次再会。
谢谢你来收听 BBN 的重播节目，不要忘记您的奉献和祷告能够让更多的听众从中受益。